Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? This is a SoCal Sound Session. I am your host, Byron Gonzalez, and I'm super excited to bring you another artist that you need to keep your close ear to. You really do not need to sleep on this artist. She's a multi-hyphenate. I'm talking about the Chilean-American singer, songwriter, poet, activist, pianist. Then I tell you, she's impressive. We got Francisca Valenzuela here in studio. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, Byron. ¿Cómo estás tú? Gracias por recibirme en tu casa. Receiving me in your house.
Well, now you're here in my house. This is your house.
Thank you.
You're going to be playing in there with the piano.
Your beautiful U3 piano.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
U3 piano. We're talking before. It's so nice. So nice. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, finally, face to face. Like, claro. We've talked many times with screens.
Through the years, yeah.
But now, I think if we talked since La Fortaleza, mm-hmm. Vida Tan Bonita, yep. And now you have a new album in the works.
Yeah.
You kind of did like a soft announce, right? You have the Adentro Tour,
yep.
And that's the name of your new album.
Exactly.
I do want to get into the nitty gritty of your career and the album and the music that's coming up. But first, I want to get into the nitty gritty of Francisca Valenzuela.
Aquí estoy.
All right. Are you a coffee or a tea person?
Coffee. Well, actually both. But oh, I love coffee.
In the morning.
I have to have coffee in the morning, but I drink a lot of tea. And I didn't know I was such a tea person until my birthday, for example, that was in March. So many people brought like tea stuff,
Tea
implements, tea, special tea. So I like both really. I'm a hot beverage kind of person.
Okay. Like, yeah, because it's very like you can.
Soy una abuela, tú sabes. Aquí en mi corazón, dame una frazada, un librito, una película y un té. Una conversación y un té.
Oh, that's perfect. Do you have a favorite planet? Yeah.
I think I should say, I guess Saturn.
Saturn?
Yeah. Why?
Te gustan los anillos.
Sí, po. I think it's because it's like accessorized.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's the only planet that has accessories.
Tiene como algo, tiene como una falda, like a skirt.
Well, you know, Jupiter has like accessories too. They have like 5 moons.
They do have 5 moons. It's so true. It's true. Depends on the day then. Today I say Saturn.
It's Saturn.
See.
What's your favorite food?
I think in Chile we're really big on avocado. Palta, we call it. So I like avocado with everything. Avocado.
Palta?
Palta, we call it.
Oh, interesting.
Chile, and I think, you know, Peru and Argentina, we call it palta, the avocado, not aguacate.
Oh.
So I'm a big fan of palta with everything. And we do a lot of bread and palta, hot dog with palta, like a salad of tomato and palta with some rice and some meat or something. So palta stuff. I'm a big fan of pastas. Give me like a rice and a fried egg. I'll eat it happily.
With palta,
you know. I eat all sorts of stuff. I'm not a picky eater. And then also, I'm a big fan of chocolate. I think I have a big sweet tooth for chocolate.
Back to the palta thing. Now it's like I'm thinking, like, what do you call guacamole then?
So we guacamole.
Okay.
Guacamole, that's guacamole.
Sí.
Because it's like kind of like it's considered like, you know, como fuera, from outside of Chile. So it's like, we know that it's like from other places. But we have our own kind of like salsa thing that's called pebre. It doesn't have palta though, but it's like tomato and cilantro and a little bit of spicy and some onion and stuff like that.
I love learning these things.
Sí.
Original things.
All the Latin American cuisine.
Yeah, it's sí. So different all across the board. We're not all the same people, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Muchas maneras, many ways of being Latino.
Yeah,
I agree.
Exactly. Sí. Are you much of a reader? I feel like you are.
I like to, yeah. I haven't been reading, but I do like to read.
What's like your favorite book? Not like recent book, but maybe a book that you love to read over and over again because it's just your favorite.
I mean, there's so many, but you know, I think, for example, yesterday, we're on tour right now. So we're in the van a lot and I'm a big, big fan of poetry and I really love Ada Limón. Mm. I loved her for years. And now I loved like this kind of boom she's had recently with her laureateship. I'm a big fan of hers. And yesterday in the van, I heard one of her talks and she read her poem. Because I get dizzy in the car when I read. So I listen to a lot of podcasts and music and we play games and we talk and stuff. But I love her poetry. And like I feel like I love reading prose and essays, but poetry, I think I always go back to, especially when I'm feeling a little bit lost and tired and kind of out of my center. Like, it really helps me to come kind of back in. And I love Ada Limón because she has this... I'm all, Ada Limón, listen to this, I love you.
We're going to hashtag her. See if she
does. I kind of have it. I have commented on her Instagram. I'm a big fan. No, because she has this thing where it's like, of course, this is what I love about art and music, and I feel like I try to do this also, which is like, it shows you the things you don't notice that you notice, but we all do live, you know what I mean? Go through it. And so in a way, I feel like she does this all the time, and it's always kind of that bittersweet, kind of painful yet optimistic approach to life. And so I feel really identified and resonate a lot with her. And so yesterday, speaking about reading, I was listening to her read some poems.
Well, I guess that reflects a lot into your music as well.
See.
It makes sense now.
See, I really do feel like the words are my, como, the path I follow, and then I kind of build the music around the story I'm telling.
That's
and
really
the lyrics,
cool.
You know, and whether it's words that I love because of how they sound or the meaning of what they are or the need to express something and kind of resolve it through the writing process.
Interesting. That's very interesting. What would you say are some of your like five top favorite artists currently?
Currently, like as in contemporary stuff, like new?
Or anything that you've been listening to currently.
I feel it's always like we have that combination of stuff we go back to and then new stuff, right?
So yeah.
Stuff I go back to all the time. I've been like on a Fito Páez and Charly García binge. I love, you know, I love pianists. They were really, really influential for me. I've been listening to like a lot of Nina Simone and Bill Evans, a lot of pianists lately. I also love to listen to a lot of music that's not like contemporary rock pop stuff in the morning usually or when I'm working. So a lot of Keith Jarrett, a lot of, I don't know. But I listen to like a lot of Lupita.
Yeah, interesting.
And then contemporary stuff or like recent. From SZA and Taylor Swift all the way to... I'm a big fan of this Argentinian artist that opened my show when I was there called Jasmine Esquivel. Love her. Listen to Chilean bands like Macaroni, Yorca, we were talking about them just recently.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff, really. Bukavuya.
Cool.
So, yeah.
So it's a very loaded question.
Yeah, I can just keep going.
Yeah.
It's very varied too, you know? I feel like
I want to listen to a playlist you make or something.
See, though. I make good playlists, you know?
Yeah. Are they public?
I did in quarantine. I did 40 songs for 40 days and I did like different quarantine playlists. So one is like chill, one is like for cooking, one is for like night. And so the night one's like is like from Chaka Khan to Todd Terrigay to, you know, like Matias Aguayo, San Fuentes.
You need
that.
To be a DJ on my show one day.
Please, I'd love to.
Curate whatever you want.
I'd love to.
Last and final question in this section. What's like a hidden talent or fun fact about you that nobody knows about?
I don't know. I'm good at puzzles. I'm good at making salad. That's my expertise in the kitchen. I love Mortal Kombat.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what else. I wish your friends could answer this question for you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I think that Mortal Kombat one is really interesting.
I should use that one. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of stuff. I don't know. What else? I'm not good with maps.
And orientation good thing we have
space.
Google Maps.
No, I know. It's like when I'm in charge of that, it's like, nope. Pero sí, I don't know. There must be more things, but I'm not sure. That's maybe the Mortal Kombat thing is a good one.
Well, those
I
are
love,
interesting
like,
enough.
Mortal Kombat. Thank you.
But also go to you if we need a salad or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I do love cooking. I'm good at the salad stuff. Like in terms of like, it's like, what do I have here? Like a strawberry, some tuna, and like a lettuce.
What?
Like, you know what
it's
I mean?
A summer salad. Sounds like a summer
exactly.
salad to me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, there you go. Now we know Francisca Valenzuela just that little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that we don't see on the Instagrams.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get into the nitty gritty of what's up to come. Well, first of all, because at the timing of this taping.
Mm-hmm.
You're currently on tour with Jesse and Joy.
Yes.
Throughout the United States. That's amazing. And then you're going to be going to Mexico, to Chile,
si.
To continue the Adentro tour.
Si.
What's like your favorite thing about touring? What do you like about it? And what gets you excited to go back out there?
It's a great question. I think tour, what I like is the show itself, for sure. I think probably the majority of artists will say that and they would probably agree that the rest of this part is really grueling. And I think you're always chasing that moment of the performance. You're learning a lot all the time and things that are magical, like great conversations happen all over. And that happens because of you're on the road and because you're available to those things, right, that are happening.
Yeah.
But I think that the best part is the show itself. I think the I'll be sick or tired and just going on the stage, it's like your body just like goes into this performance mode, and it really is this magical thing that happens. And I feel like the challenge also to be on a tour where, let's say in this case for me, it's in the US with a very consolidated, successful, beautiful band like Desi and Joy that has a lot of support and family and fans everywhere, and to have the challenge to connect with those people, to be a part of that family, you know, it's a lovely challenge. And think, who am I on this stage with them? They don't know me, they don't know maybe Chile, they don't know what I've done before. How do I present to them in this 35 or 40 or 30 minutes who I am? So I think that's always an interesting challenge artistically, and it's a beautiful thing to feel, especially when you do connect.
Yeah.
And I think a second thing that's interesting that I notice now, since I've been touring more in the last couple of years, is there is something to be said about that kind of in-between passenger state.
Yeah,
that's like, very poetic, you know?
Like in between shows, right?
In between shows, and just always on the move, in transito. You know, you're never in this one place. So I feel like sometimes we all tend to live a life where we're kind of busy, 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 going, going, going. And it's full of noise.
Yeah.
And somehow the tour, though you're in movement all the time, and it is como very demanding, there is a lot of silence because you're kind of just alone traveling all the time.
Yeah.
So there's something interesting there too. Like maybe you have a meal alone, maybe you're alone on a bus a long time, you're quiet, you can't do much, you're trapped in a car, in a vehicle, in a plane. And so there's something there that also doesn't happen in like normal life, which I think allows me at least to kind of sit with certain things that maybe in my day-to-day I wouldn't do.
Oh, that's, you know, interesting. Do you find then with that, like a lot of your songwriting happens as well, or do you save that for home?
No, a lot of songwriting does happen. Songwriting and writing overall. And I feel like I'm more open. Like I'm more permeable. Like I feel like I'm more open to that. And
well, yeah, because you're like instantly getting inspiration from this
all
person,
the time.
This talk that
exactly.
You just had. Like a
everything feels stimulating and new. And also because I don't feel like because I feel like I know what the day holds in a weird way.
A little bit, right?
So it's like...
It's an itinerary.
So I'm in the van and I'm like, okay, I have 4 hours here. So I kind of just have to just hang out. I can't be like on the internet, like responding emails. I can't be, you know, on the phone or going to the supermarket or whatever you do in your regular day life. So you're kind of forced to have this in-between suspended state, you know? And there's something kind of mysterious there also that I feel like I've been trying to find pleasure in, to not be always like, I'm so exhausted, it's so tiring, to kind of think like, there's something interesting there with the experience.
Yeah, well, even that feeling of being exhausted is like part of it, right?
It is, for sure, yeah.
So you're gonna be doing this tour and then you're gonna be launching an album very soon. It seems like all your albums have this unique theme. And also like I've noticed that you've had like a spike in creativity. I don't know, just according to the Spotify like timeline of your albums, your last one was 2014, and then 2020 you got La Fortaleza, and then La Vida Tan Buena a year after, and now it's another year and you got this new album coming out. I'd speak to that a little bit, like where did this spike come from, and how much have you learned from that gap of creativity, in a sense, at least forward facing, you know what
totally.
I mean?
Totally. That is a great question. Also, thank you for going through all the background. It's interesting because I started very young in Chile doing my own thing. I've always been doing my own music. And I think all the stuff that's not musical, it's always very challenging. And you don't know how to build a career in music. I had no reference point. I had no experience, no one around me with experience. So I think I've been lucky that I've been forging on and have a career and everything. But I think at one point I was just very burnt out and really young. And so I disappeared for a while. And I actually was, you know, struggling with a lot of mental health issues and kind of just, I don't even remember really. I just kind of like was...
It was a dark age.
It was a dark period. And actually, I think I pushed really hard to keep performing and try to get myself out of that loop of also guilt because you feel like you have this opportunity and you're wasting it because you're not... able to fulfill what you want to do, and I didn't know how to take care of myself and all these things. So I left Chile, I moved, and I did other stuff. I worked for other artists, I wrote songs. I was like, I'm never going to perform again. I can't face the stage ever again. I can't deal with touring. It was really, really, really sad. It was very dark. It was very challenging. And I think once I worked on myself and was able to kind of go through that period, the spike came. Because there was like an opening, se desbloqueó algo, you know? And I feel like it was an opportunity, and I'm really grateful, and I'm really kind of sad for como La Francisca of then, because I was so unhappy and so insecure and so trapped, and felt so genuinely like just like unworthy as an artist, you know. And I think when I was able to begin to work on that and face that and connect and be genuine and authentic, more so even, mm-hmm. and listen to the voice inside and that intuition, I think there was a creative flow that kind of just, the gates opened. And I also was able to kind of finally find a team and a family to build all the other stuff with, which is always really hard, I feel like, in any kind of creative enterprise, right? Mm-hmm. To kind of get that moving forward. And so that's why I feel like it wasn't planned, of course. It's just been that way. And I've just kind of been rolling with that wave of creative energy and storytelling and discovering the next step of who I am as an artist and what I can give.
Yeah, and there's different stages too. At least with the, like, La Fortaleza is all about women empowerment.
Yeah.
And you came out with a message, right?
Right.
I mean, you're a feminist.
Yeah.
And you needed to make women a little bit more visible. And, you're yourself a woman.
Yeah.
And then La Vida Tan Bonita, that was like 2020 and 2021.
Yeah.
It was about being a little bit more grateful. And I mean, it's in the album, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
La Vida
Tan
Bonita. Like, you got to be appreciative. And now Adentro, even the name, just like, now you're looking within yourself a little bit harder, right? It's just simple, adentro.
Adentro.
Can you tell me what sparked the theme behind this one and kind of the lyrics? What influenced this album?
So it's a breakup album, really.
Mm. Oh, it's gonna be hard then.
It's hard. It really is. It's pretty. It's. I wouldn't say it's dark because I think there is optimism and there is stages. It's like the whole process of a breakup. So it's like, when you're in it, it's the song Adentro starts the album and it talks about that moment when you're like, this is not happening, we're breaking up right now, this is happening right now. And it actually starts with that scene in the kitchen. It says, we're crying in the kitchen. Like, it starts with that scene. And so you have this moment of breakup, which is crazy, horrible. And then it's kind of like the delirious stages that come after, like the grief and the mourning of that relationship. And then the kind of euphoria, it's like, and like the hotness of it all. It's like you leave the world, like, who am I now in this world again alone?
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like the more mature part of accepting what's going on and being grateful for what you went through. And so in a way, now that I just started kind of going into the world with the album, I feel like it's a breakup album. It's about surviving this breakup, about who you are after it, which I think is a universal experience, though however personal it's written. But I think also now that we talk about it, I'm thinking, in a way, it's also finding the voice inside. In the end, who are you inside? No, aside from the noise outside, for that is inside, what you're saying, what's happening inside. And everything's happening inside. And what is that that's happening? And that's what's also in the album.
Nice. And what do you think is like, I'm sure in every process of making an album, you learn something different, either about yourself, about the process. What was the, from La Vida Tan Bonita to this one, what was something that you took away from that last album and you're going to be putting into this one?
It's a great question. I think I've always been very direct and like honest and truthful and authentic. But I think with this album, the level of just like, fuck it, like honesty and rawness is like next level. And I think that comes through artistically, but I think it was also a decision that was more like, how will I make this album in a process that I can have that for me, for myself? Because I think in other albums, you know, I've had amazing experiences, I've worked with incredible people, but there's a part of me that's always working. Like, you know, more executive vibes. Like I'm in the music and stuff, but then it's like, it's a new producer or it's a studio I don't know that well, or I feel kind of self-conscious about something and I'm kind of in and out of my head. And I think that is not how you want to approach the artistic stuff and the interpretation. And it's hard for me. I don't have like, it's my personality, it's hard for me, like just with my personality, to really, really just like dive deep into the emotional and soltar and surrender to that and not feel afraid. And so I really knew, I'm like, this album, which I did not know was going to exist, but it became a necessity. How can I protect that process? So while I'm in the studio, it makes perfect sense and there's no space for me to doubt and get all executive and get like, this song isn't as good, this vocal take isn't perfect enough, and get like surgical, you know? And I want it to be like this kind of emotional vomit, like a diary, very genuine. And so I did think I prepared that. And I was like, I'm gonna make this with my band. I'm going to make this with like my one friend who's a really close friend who's a producer. And it was just us in the studio. We'd record, have lunch, have some coffee, hang out, you know, whatever, and then keep recording. And it was the only way that I feel this album could have existed, because I could break down and cry or be a mess and not know or super know something, and it didn't matter. And I feel like that was something I hadn't allowed myself before.
Well, yeah. And then, well, to jump off of that, like, how did you end up to that conclusion that you're just not gonna give a fuck anymore? You know why? You're
putting it bluntly.
You know, like, that's tough. Like, it's tough with anybody being in a relationship, being out of a relationship. How do you let those emotions, even verbally? You know, you think them all the time, but
yes.
Like, you know, there's always that thing where like, what are people gonna think of me? What if people don't receive it? Or, you know, how did you overcome that hurdle?
I think I am still. I think it's just, I'm always good to go into battle with fear. That's it. That's all I do. All I've done. That's what I've learned when I was with this whole career. I feel like people think I'm really strong and got it together, but really what I do is I just go for it, you know? And I think I fear more the fact of not doing it than just doing it, even though I do it with fear. I don't feel at all 100% confident or secure. And I think what happens is that the fierce like impulse to do something is just bigger than me, so I just have to do it. And with these songs, I think what happened was that they felt very true, and they feel very true and very genuine, and they were really a conversation with myself. And I think I felt really excited that I had music as a tool to have to take that photo, to really, you know, kind of like record that conversation, that feeling. And I feel like, I know we're talking about this right before we started the interview, but I feel like in those moments of pain or delirium or crisis, whatever the nature, you're always looking for those spaces that identify with what you're feeling. And I feel like I do that all the time, whether it's with music or writing or stories or poetry or conversations or shows or whatever. And I feel like I was having that with myself. And I feel like that was also, it was like, I feel kind of lucky that I've built a whole career to a point where not only can I do what I want, but maybe this is also part of what I do, of this vocation of being artistic and having a story to tell through the music I can create because of this experience. Like, just lean into that. Try to not control it or give it a shape or try to make it like super trendy or what it's supposed to be in the world today. And I think that also came with just being in the grind so long and also trying to be respectful with who I am as an artist and be excited for that, like kind of cheer that on through the pain.
Yeah, then also that point you made about not being part of the trend too, because sometimes the trend could be very superficial.
I mean, I think it's great if it has to do with what you're doing. For example, for me, I feel like I'm a pretty eclectic artist. I've done bachata, like we had a bachata song with Abel Pintos in Argentina that was number one, and it did really well. And I've done collaborations with ska music and boleros and all sorts of stuff. And I really love all kinds of music, and I feel I can bring a part of myself to each genre that feels, when I feel authentic in the relationship with the other artist. But in this case, this album was pleading for a certain kind of essence and sound, and I just respected that, and I was like, the feeling is too strong, and the exhaustion of the industry is so much that I'm not gonna fight what feels good and feels natural, you know, and feels that makes sense, and what is the best vehicle for this message, and trust myself and say, like, I know how to write a song, I know how to perform an instrument, I know how to build a team, I have a vision, you know, I feel like this is so honest and people understand what I'm saying, and there's a space for that, and just defend that.
Yeah, well, it seems like all the hard work is done now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's actually, I think this is the first conversation I've really had in depth about the album. So
that's
like
cool.
I'm discovering things as we talk about it, Byron. So
right.
Thank you.
Well, that's why communication is so important.
Mm-hmm.
But now you get to do the photos and go on tour and
bring it to life.
Yeah, bring it to life. So the hard part's done. The easy stuff, the fun stuff is here now.
Yeah, yeah. Like discovering it again.
Yeah.
Outside of the room of the studio, you know?
Yeah, I wonder, well, maybe this is a conversation for later, but I wonder what song brings a happy memory to you afterwards. That's for a conversation later.
I love
Let's
it.
Put a pin in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we will. In a few months, we'll revisit it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Francisca Valenzuela, it was great to have you here.
Thank
finally,
you.
Face
Thank
to
you
face.
For the conversation, really.
Yeah.
Such great space to perform music, to talk. Thank you for creating this for all of us.
Of
Thank
course.
You.
I'm excited to hear this new etapa de Francisca Valenzuela, this
Muchas
new
gracias.
Chapter to see the vulnerability.
Está, amigo, ahí. The tears, they're all there.
Awesome. Well, let's get you in there and perform some songs.
We'll do.
Stick around. just in a few seconds, Francisca Valenzuela is going to play a couple songs in there for us and the beautiful piano. I think that there's one unreleased song and one song that just came out, so you get a little treat. So stick around.
Tengo una ansiedad. No me deja respirar. En la mañana me levanto sin saber. Será hoy día un día igual que ayer. No quiero hacer nada ni ver a nadie. Mejor me quedo aquí y me ahogo en un vaso de agua. Y está todo tranqui. Me siento mal, realmente mal. Cansada de ser tan emocional. Perdóname si todo me pasa aunque no haya nadie. Soy mejor que esto, yo sé. Soy mejor que esto, yo sé. Aquí estoy disculpándome. Peleo con las sombras sin saber por qué. Tengo una ansiedad. No me deja respirar. En la jaula de mi mente sin salir. ¿Cómo otros pueden dejar todo ir? Un día arriba y otro abajo. Sé que esto pasará y así es la vida. ¿Y pa' qué me enojo? No consigo nada. Mejor soltar, dejarlo atrás. Tenerte cerca me ayudará. Eres el remedio invisible para este mal. Y soy mejor que esto, yo sé. Soy mejor que esto, yo sé. Y aquí estoy disculpándome. Peleo con las sombras sin saber por qué. Soy mejor que esto, yo sé. Soy mejor que esto, yo sé. Aquí estoy disculpándome. Peleo con las sombras sin saber por qué. Soy mejor que esto, yo sé. Soy mejor que esto, yo sé. Aquí estoy disculpándome. Peleo con las sombras. Yo peleo con las sombras. Tú peleas con las sombras. Peleas con las sombras sin saber por qué. Saber por qué.
Hi SoCal Sounds. Soy Francisca Valenzuela. Thank you for having me tonight, or today, aquí en the live sessions. This song is called No Te Alcanzo. Y dice así.
He llegado a mi final. No me digas que soy trágica. Ya sé, el sentimiento sigue igual. Un dolor que me detiene. Sé que también lo pasas mal. Admiro en ti que puedes soportar lo que no me deja avanzar. Aléjate de mí antes que no me veas así. Me duele más herirte a ti que a mí. De pronto toco fondo y entra el agua, entra el agua, entra el agua. De a poco yo me hundo, voy derecho hacia abajo. Me revuelco en la ola, estoy a punto de dejarlo. Yo te veo al otro lado, tú me extiendes una mano. Y aunque trate no te alcanzo, aunque trate no te alcanzo, no te alcanzo. Canso, no, no te alcanzo. decides seguir esperándome, si ya me cuesta respirar. Oscuras horas me sumergen. No me veas así. Me duele más herirte a ti que a mí. Fondo y entra el agua, entra el agua, entra el agua. De a poco yo me hundo, voy derecho hacia abajo, me revuelco en la ola, estoy a punto de dejarlo. Yo te veo al otro lado, tú me extiendes una mano y aunque trate no te alcanzo, aunque trate no te alcanzo, no te alcanzo. No, no te alcanzo. Dejo una carta, cuento todo y ruego que me perdones. Es un sabotaje, me autoahogo, es muy tarde. Hacia de a poco yo me hundo, voy derecho hacia abajo, me revuelco en la ola. Yo te veo al otro lado, tú me extiendes una mano y aunque trate no te alcanzo, aunque trate no te alcanzo, no te alcanzo. No, no te alcanzo, no te alcanzo, no, no te alcanzo. Hice lo que pude, todo lo sostuve, el amor en mí todo te lo di hasta que se acabó. Fuimos un tú y yo, tanto, tanto tiempo. El yo en mí al entregarse a ti se disolvió. Yo te quise amor, quizás te di. Ya no queda nada para ti. De tanto amarte desaparecí. Si lo nuestro se apagó lento con los años, y seguir sería un engaño. Es que ya no queda nada para ti. Necesito encontrar lo que perdí. Hoy decido ser feliz siendo solo extraños. Nunca quise hacerte daño. Una cama ajena, una cama ajena. Muero si me vieras. Mi promesa fue sincera. Hoy dejo que muera. Amor, tal vez pedir. pero ya no queda nada para ti. De tanto amarte desaparecí. Si lo nuestro se apagó lento con los años, y seguir sería un engaño. Es que ya no queda nada para ti. Necesito encontrar lo que perdí. Hoy decido ser feliz siendo solo extraños. Nunca quise hacerte daño. Te expulso, te evito, al cielo le grito, te pierdo para encontrarme. Nada ofrece respiro ni alivio, el dolor es inaguantable. Trataré de olvidarte, porque ya no queda nada, necesito que no quede nada para ti. Hoy te pido ser feliz siendo solo extraños. Ni el amor pudo salvarnos. Es que ya no queda nada, no queda nada. Tanto perdí. Hoy te pido ser feliz siendo solo extraños. Nunca quise hacerte daño.
The song is called Donde se llora cuando se llora. That means, where do you cry when you cry? For our non-Spanish speaking friends here at SoCal Sound. Soy Francisca Valenzuela. I'm Francisca Valenzuela. And here is the song for you guys. I hope you enjoy it.
Una vida en cauce, no cabía en mi desastre. Lo que toco queda en desmadre. El cielo veo distinto, entre lágrimas lo distingo. Que te amo aún un poquito. En el baño de mi fiesta, en mitad de la reunión. Auto en la ducha, drogada en el avión. Lágrimas que esconden bien la pena. Ese talento no lo tengo yo. Si soy esa persona que se derrama como ola. ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? Si nadie se deja ver. ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? Si nadie lo deja ver. Llevo los ojos cansados y te veo a ti en todos lados. Que el dolor no sea en vano. Mi llanto cubre la noche y por mis mejillas corren ríos de sal caudal que no acaba. Me atrevo a soltarte. ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? Si nadie lo deja ver. ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? Si nadie se deja ver. En el borde de la cama vaciando tu cajón. En el hombro de mi amiga temblando el corazón. ¿Y qué voy a hacer? Es tanta la pena. ¿Qué voy a hacer? ¿Es esto un error? A través del maquillaje no se ve el dolor. ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? Si nadie se deja ver. ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? ¿Dónde se llora cuando se llora? Si nadie se deja ver. Oh, oh. Thank you.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.